Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show and good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right. So I know Amy's answer is going to be no, but would you be willing to give up a week of vacation to see your favorite team win a championship? Amy.
No.
What would your favorite team be, though, if you had to pick one, period? Any sport, anything.
Collegiate or pro?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, can I just go with, like, Tom Brady?
So he's your favorite thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would pick Texas A&M because I went to school there, but then really I'd probably get super excited if I was at an event and Tom Brady won, everyone was going and confetti was falling, got to run on the field and like high five him.
Yeah, but you wouldn't give up a week's vacation for that?
No.
Even that whole scenario you just made up in your head?
No. No.
If you were to say a week's vacation to see Arkansas win the national championship in football, absolutely.
Oh.
I give up 2 weeks vacation.
But you don't like vacation anyway, right. So that doesn't really count.
Okay, then I'll go on vacation for a month. Whatever you want.
Torture yourself in vacation.
Yeah.
Wow, how miserable.
So, yes, absolutely I would to watch Arkansas win a championship. Lunchbox?
To have the San Antonio Spurs win another NBA title, I would say give up vacation for 1 week to watch them cut down the nets. That would be amazing.
Eddie, for the Dallas Cowboys, would you?
It would be mighty selfish of me because my vacations are my kids' vacations. But yeah, I would do it. Let's go, Cowboys! Super Bowl!
A majority of people would give up their vacation to see their team win the championship.
Huh. Interesting. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Amy had this whole like dramatic scenario with Tom Brady, and then she goes, nah, still wouldn't do it. Nah.
Yeah.
Wow. Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
Linda Tenet's a blind woman who lives in Virginia, and she's been worried for years that she would get hit by a car because her mailbox, whenever you open it, you have to stand in the roadway. So the local news did a story on her, and one of her neighbors, like seven houses down, saw the story, drove over and built this two-sided easy access mailbox for her. So now she can just stand beside it and open it and get her mail. And it's such a small thing.
Wow.
But the guy was like, I got you. I didn't even know you lived here. I didn't know you were blind. Let me help you out. He built a mailbox. Isn't that cool?
Thoughtful.
Pretty awesome.
Yep.
So I see you. His name is Wesley Benton, who did that. There you go. I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond. In weather news, the remnants of Hurricane Irma has brought tons of rain to the south. It's now a tropical depression, bringing 2 to 3 inches of rain to some places. The death toll from Hurricane Irma has climbed to 22 in the U.S. In Florida, millions of people remain without power. To help out, go to redcross.org. And finally, the iPhone X is out. It's going to cost $1,000. You can start to pre-order it October 27th.
I did the telethon last night where I answered the phones and answered a lot of phones. What happens is people would call and donate, and they would call this massive phone bank of regular people. And not that I'm not a regular people, but the group I was in wasn't regular. Uh-uh. And then you got patched through to celebrities. And all our goal was to go, hey, I'm Bobby Bones. Where are you calling from? Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. And then you hang up and go to the next person. I have more people ask me to talk to Justin Bieber, Oprah, and George Clooney.
Oh, well, and they definitely made it seem like y'all were the ones like taking the call payments. Like if you call,
yeah, I mean,
you're
I guess
like, hey.
That's part of the hook, and they let some people through. But, and I have to say hi to somebody in a little bit because I got a couple listeners, but most people no idea who I was. To be fair, most people had no idea who the country people were because I was sitting next to Old Dominion and Brothers Osborne. So we were all talking. Nobody knew who we were.
Yeah.
Cole Swindell was right in front of me. Nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
So it was when you would have someone call from a major city that just didn't listen to country music. Like I was watching Dierks and he was being great, but they didn't know who Dierks was sometimes.
Wow.
So I just think they didn't want to get patched through to the country people, but
where's Oprah?
Yeah. No, I got that. I got Oprah, Bieber, and Clooney. And just depended on their age group.
Yeah.
If they were female and old, they wanted Oprah. If they were female and middle-aged-ish, like, you know, 50.
George Clooney.
They wanted Clooney.
Yeah.
And anybody below, like, 30 wanted Bieber. And nobody go, hey, can I get Bobby Bones? But all that aside, it was good. It's a great event. It was a really heavy room. Like, I saw Amy Grant last night.
It's awesome.
Saw Tim and Faye. Talked to them for a long time. I have a lot of stories because it was just everybody hanging out.
Time for your Wednesday positivity. Time for Tell Me Something Good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
Ivan, who works at a school as the custodian, been there for a decade. And he's been on dialysis for 5 years because of his kidney. And for months, he's known that he's needed a kidney donor, but on the list, he was so far back. And so one of the guys in the administration office is like, yeah, I'm going to get checked. The assistant principal is giving him a kidney.
Wow.
Like, straight up. When she found out she could give him a kidney, she was like, I have to do it. Like, one, hard worker. I like him. We match. I have one to spare. Take a kidney. So she gave it to him. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. Ooh.
Yeah, organ donation's crazy. I mean, that's some selfless stuff, man. I always wonder about myself and that organ donation. Like, there's a list. And pretty much it's my girlfriend and Amy. That's about it.
Hey.
I mean.
Come on.
I'm not stepping up.
I'm just saying it's close. After that, I have to consider closely. Like, for sure. Yeah. Whew. I'm going to go and move over to you, Amy, before I get myself in any more trouble. Amy, you're up.
Well, this family, they're out on a boat, like parents, kids, having a good time cruising Lake Ontario when they notice a deer struggling in the middle of the lake, like a buck just out there hanging out. One of the kids even commented, Dad, he doesn't have any floaties. So Dad's like, we got to go rescue this deer. So they took their boat out to where the buck was just squirming and kicking, loaded the deer up into the boat, and took the deer to shore, and then he galloped off into the woods to safety.
Well, I'm surprised the deer stayed calm in the boat.
Yeah, I don't know that it was an entirely calm situation. The rescue took about 20 minutes, but once they were able to lay him down in the boat, he kind of just laid there and was a little bit chill. And then once they got to land, they didn't know what was going to happen, but he hopped off into the woods.
Lunchbox.
Esther has a family cat named Socks, and about 52 days ago, Esther's house caught on fire. The cat ran away, and she never thought she was going to see her cat again. After 52 days, the cat came wandering back.
What up?
Yeah.
Dang, almost 2 months.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Man, I bet she was super excited, too. Imagine that. Like, you probably had given up after 2 months.
Yeah, it was at the back door going, meow, meow.
Wow, so you're reenacting the audio.
I like that.
Pure commitment. All right, there's your good news for today. Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Apple said, hey, we were putting out some new phones and new watches. I did think the watch was interesting, and I'm not a watch guy, but the watch, you don't have to have your phone with you now. So the watch has the phone built in. You can leave your phone at home, and you can go for a run and answer the phone. You used to have it tethered.
So it had to be close by.
Yes, but now you can just use your watch. But they do this iPhone that now has facial recognition. And instead of pushing the home button, typing in the code or your thumbprint, it just sees your face and knows it's you.
Wow. That's crazy.
So they go on stage, and they're like, here it is. And like, here's how it works. And it wouldn't work. Even on stage at the Apple announcement.
That's awesome.
It didn't work.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. Whoopsie is right. Here.
Now, unlocking it is as easy as looking at it and swiping up. And, you know, let's try that again. Ho, ho, ho. Let's go to backup here. And
Type in my code 6969. Okay, we're in anyway. Here we go. Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive. They put out two iPhones, the iPhone 8, which is double glass, so you can break both sides of it now, which is amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. Drop it. It doesn't matter which side you drop it on now. Now sometimes you try to kick it if you drop it so you don't break it. Mm-hmm. Now it doesn't matter. Both sides are going to break.
Cool.
And then that is soon. You can order, but the iPhone X, like the big daddy, the expensive one.
The one that's like $1,000.
Yeah. It's going to be like $1,200 because that's the normal big one.
Wow.
I know.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Last night's hand-in-hand telethon for hurricane relief raised more than $14 million. There was tons of celebrities there to help out, like Oprah, George Clooney, Jamie Foxx, Stevie Wonder, Blake Shelton, Bobby Bones.
Oh, yeah, I was a huge celebrity. Like, I couldn't keep the paparazzi away from me. I think they were like, I think they thought I won a contest to be there for the most part.
No, they
didn't. Yeah, yeah, they were like,
stop.
I was the lowest in the room.
Was Matthew McConaughey in your room or he was in another city?
I think he was in LA.
Okay.
Yeah, we had
It was hard to tell like which rooms were where.
We had Usher and Blake Shelton.
Yeah, which was amazing.
And Reese and Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
And Demi Lovato.
Oh, y'all
Brad
had a heavy
Paisley.
Room for sure.
Yeah, it was all at the Opry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Luke Bryan, he is inviting Hurricane Harvey's first responders to his concert at Houston's Cynthia Woods Pavilion on September 22nd, which is pretty cool. And he's going to donate concert proceeds to benefit the Houston Community Fund. So shout out Luke.
I saw Luke last night, too, and he's growing his hair out long.
It looked long.
I was like, what's up with your hair? And he's like, I'm just growing it out. And I was like, yeah, it looks like it. He's just living.
And Dirk's beard.
Oh, it's way crazy. It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
It's way long. It's like, yeah, long.
Yeah. Mountain man. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fairfax, Virginia. A 46-year-old man was working at the NRA Museum, you know, showing off guns and stuff. And so people were coming through. He had a gun. Goes to put it in the holster. Boom! Shot himself in the leg.
At the gun museum, too.
At the gun museum. That's why it's hilarious. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, so I met Michael W. Smith last night. I went to a Michael W. Smith concert when I was like 12. Like our youth group from church went.
Legit.
And I thought it was legit, too. And I was like, I didn't know what if I call him Michael or Michael W. or Michael W. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
Yeah. Not Mr. Smith because
okay.
I don't know. He may be 50. I would Google his age.
Okay. Let's
because
Google.
I was a kid going to his concert, but he was young. But I said, hey, and he his name's Michael W. That's how he introduces himself.
Oh, okay.
I need that. My middle initial's W. Hey, I'm Bobby W. Because it brings a lot. Like, you're like, wow, sophisticated. How old is he?
59.
Oh,
he
looks like a million
That's
bucks.
A
yeah. 59.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really nice, though. And I was like, I got to get a picture. And I put it on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
And friends are friends forever.
You remember my awkward Michael W. Smith story, right?
Huh.
Where I hosted this thing at his farm or in a barn, like for St. Jude. And he was there, and I called him up on stage. But then I kept calling him up on stage because I didn't realize it was him that came up there. Like he was right in front of me, but I was like, Michael W. Smith, because he just didn't.
He looks like a normal dude.
He looks amazing, but he just doesn't look like the Michael W. Smith like I grew up with as a kid.
Yeah.
And so we're there and we're doing it. And yeah, I mean, he's the guest of all. Like, we're in his home. And I'm like, oh, Michael W. Smith. He's like, tapping me on the shoulder. He's like, I'm right here. I was like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, he looks like a normal dude.
I was like, big fan, big fan.
A two-headed rattlesnake was found in Arkansas. And so they were inspecting a house in Jonesboro, which is northeast Arkansas. And the snake had just come out of the house. They had opened the door. And so, boom, they popped it. They got it. And it had two heads on it. They named it Deuce. So they didn't kill it. They just stunned it.
Wow.
It's like put in a box. The snake's doing well. We put in display at the nature center once he acclimates to his new habitat.
Wow.
This poor guy born with two heads.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going on up there with that.
Oh,
this Florida story where this garage offered free parking for people during the hurricane. Like, I laugh, but it's not a good story, because what they said is, okay, anyone that needs the spots because of flooding, you can have it. Well, this car dealer took up 47 spots because he drove all his inventory over there.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Terrible.
No
That's terrible.
Way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
City officials say approximately 47 cars without license plates were cited for not having a current tag. Residents who had taken advantage of the city's free offer to park there during the storm were arriving to get their cars. They were not happy that someone took advantage of the city's offer and said it inconvenienced them and endangered their property.
Yeah, dude's getting charged, but they didn't say he could. Like,
yeah,
I
know. Like, he did what they said that he could do.
He's like, just free for the public. Dude's driving up all his F-150s one at a time. All right, I'll take this spot. All right.
Oh, gosh.
I want to say hello to Clinton in Leesburg, Missouri. Because Clinton called last night when I was answering the phones of the telethon. Knew who I was.
What up?
I'm so excited.
Shout out, Clinton.
Because nobody knew who I was. They only wanted to talk Justin Bieber. And so Clinton, he was like, Bobby Bones? I was like, yeah. He goes, I listen to the show every morning.
Yes.
And so, Clinton, Leesburg, Missouri, I wrote it down.
No, I see that.
I'm so excited. Anyone even knew I existed. It was an amazing feeling. Ah, so that happened. Got an email. Dear Bobby, my husband's mother is driving us crazy. We're not even married yet. I thought I would be a bridezilla, but instead she's a momzilla. Do any of your listeners relate? I don't know what to do. So that's the email I got. Hey, Brittany in Springfield, Mass. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Really good. What do you want to say about this?
Let's see. Yeah, I have another mother-in-law momzilla story.
Oh, boy.
My sister-in-law, when she got married a few years back, she had lost a bunch of weight. She felt really great. She looked absolutely amazing, beautiful, the day of her wedding. Well, her mother, while they were getting ready at her house, decided she was going to be in a snippy mood and told my sister-in-law, you know, you look really fat in that dress. While they were getting ready, within an hour before the ceremony was supposed to start.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, who would even say that? Like, who would just say that, period, regardless of weight loss, weight put on, like... What an angry thing to say. She must not have been feeling good about herself, right?
Right.
Right?
Yes, that's why people do that most of the time.
Man.
We just kept telling her. I wasn't there at the time. I had been sent out to get her a monster ASAP. But we told her that all day long. She looked absolutely beautiful. And she did. She looked amazing.
A monster. She needed a caffeine fix. That's what it was. She carried caffeine. Hey, I appreciate you, Brittany.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you for calling. Let me do one more. Hey, Sarah in Durham.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What do you think about this momzilla thing?
Well, I have a mother-in-law-zilla. I had a mother-in-law-zilla. She got the band back together to perform at our bridal shower.
What do you mean the band back together? Like the Beach Boys?
I wish. She was an opera singer, and she got her band back together that hadn't played in 30 years to sing at our wedding shower.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope. And she was going to sing at the wedding while I walked down the aisle.
You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. That's it.
Nope.
Did you shut that one down?
No, I was too nice. I was just like, well, she's a good singer, at least, thankfully.
Did you marry the dude?
Turns out we didn't get married. his mother kind of forced him into proposing to me.
Oh, dang. What is going on? This mom.
After 4 years of dating, you should probably propose to the girl.
Nah, I don't know about that, but still. It sounds like a mom issue, but I don't know about that part of it. But hey, Sarah, appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Hey, let's do this, because we can run this down real quick. Never going to get it. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yep.
If you have one of these in your house, about a 50-50 chance it no longer works. If you have one of these in your house, 50-50 chance it no longer works. About half of them don't even work. People have them in their houses. We'll take a couple shots at it, see if you get it. Bop! All right, let's see if anybody can nail this one. Never gonna get it. 50-50 shot it no longer works in your house. Amy.
Your boombox.
No. Lunchbox.
Maybe the easiest one we ever done. DVD player.
What? Eddie.
The ice machine.
No, so what? Nobody in the studio got it. Let's see if any listeners can grab it.
What?
Kimberly in Ohio. What do you think it is? You have all these things in your house. It doesn't work half the time.
Microwave.
The microwave. No, that's not it. Let's go over to Todd. Todd in Richmond, Virginia. Todd?
I'm going to say dishwasher.
It is not the dishwasher. Ooh. Let's take one more because it's not looking like anybody's going to get it. Allison, hello.
Hi, is it VCR?
It is not VCR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Give us a hint.
It's very cheap.
Oh.
A broom.
As compared to like the technical
brooms
things.
Brooms always work unless.
Yeah, brooms work.
Not if they break.
And even if they break, I still feel
work.
Like they work. The answer is plug-in air freshener. You have an air freshener in your house, it only works half the time because we leave them. Even after they're dead, we just leave them.
Good point.
Yeah.
Never had one.
Yeah. You know, that's not terribly surprising. If you get married on a popular holiday, you're probably going to get a divorce. That's what it says.
What is it considered a popular holiday?
You know, one of the ones we celebrate, just as a rule. Amy asked because she got married on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Oh. I feel like that's a pretty popular holiday.
Couples who got married on Halloween, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are doomed in their relationships. Experts say getting married on a holiday puts tremendous unnecessary stress on a relationship, especially from family, friends, and society. And you probably got married on that day to make it a bigger spectacle than what it really was.
Love. Oh.
Burn.
Burn. Dang. I didn't do that to make it a bigger spectacle.
What'd you do it for?
My sister was pregnant. She didn't want to be. We were going to get married in May. And she was like, that's my due date.
You're getting, she went at Cinco de Mayo, same thing.
Big, huge holiday.
Yeah. Huge holiday. Well, no, because, I mean, if she was pregnant, she's a bridesmaid, and then her kids were like my flower girl and my ring bearer, and her husband was a groomsman, she's like, think about it. If I go into labor, half your wedding party's gone. I'm
dang.
Like, good point.
That is a good point. Wow. I got a call from our boss last night, and this whole thing about our song Namaste, The Raging Idiots, is weird because I keep waiting for people to go, this song's terrible, stop playing it. But our boss called and goes, hey, I think this could be, last night, goes, I think you need to just put like a steel guitar behind it and make it really country, and then it'd be a huge hit. And I was like, what are you talking about? We only made this song as kind of a goof.
Yeah.
Because we're going back out on tour, and we do really fun concerts. So if you're in Tulsa, or if you're in El Paso or Lubbock, you should come. But we really made this song about yoga, and I wrote it with Walker Hayes, and we were like, hey, this would be a goofy song. And the boss calls and goes, hey, get one of those steel guitars. He goes, pew! And put it behind it and make it sound country. And I was like, it's all instruments that's used in country music. We just sing it funny.
So
my question is, do I take our art and do something because somebody in radio said something? I don't think I do. I think I'm just like, I'm not trying to have a hit anyway.
Well, why? I mean, it's already a hit, but if you could get more people to play it on country radio.
You know what? I'm like Kip Moore. My art.
Is your art. Yeah. You're not going to mess with your art.
Eddie and I decided we're not messing with our art.
Well, can we like put in some steel guitar so I can hear what that would sound like?
No.
Like Ray can't just work it in?
Maybe Ray, work it in. Can work in a steel guitar.
Yeah.
Here's the song. Called Namaste. Everybody go download it. If we can get on like the top 200 on iTunes, then maybe they'll be like, it's good by itself.
Yeah, good
it
plan.
Is,
yeah.
But
here, this is Namaste from the Raging Idiots.
7:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. 'Cause I can't stop watching ya, showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye, I might lose my job, but nah, I'm a stay. Come on baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. A student, don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but namaste, namaste, namaste.
I mean, listen to this instrument.
Girl, I'm trying to be responsible.
Perfect.
But you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants, looking all flexible, and you're down with all. Namaste, ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye, I might lose my job, but namaste. Come on baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student, don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste, namaste. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste. Namaste, namaste, namaste. You're the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Ain't got a clue what this means, but namaste. Ain't no way.
Hey, there you go. Amy thinks we should bring a fiddle player up here and play along with it.
Yeah, Natalie Stovall, to be specific.
Did you see she announced that she's going to be on The Voice yesterday?
Yes, so cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't want to let my art be ruined. by the man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But hey, you know, just make it versatile.
Nah, it's my art, though. You know, you didn't tell Picasso, hey, Picasso, add some green. You know?
Exactly. Good point.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway. Everybody good? Everybody wake up.
Good.
Pretty good mood.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the room's pretty good today. I feel like everybody's kind of
you like
good.
The vibe?
Yeah. I've also not been in the studio for a week.
Oh, you just missed us.
Maybe so. Listen, yeah, right. We've been doing the show live every day, but I was in New York because I went up and did the Dustin Lynch and Thomas Rhett album stuff and then went over to California. And the cool thing about technology is I can sit in another room somewhere else. What people don't know is that for a long time, for years, Amy didn't even live with us.
5 years.
5 years.
Wow.
Amy lived in North Carolina, in Raleigh, and she did the show from her house.
My husband was at Fort Bragg, and I mean, when he would deploy to Afghanistan, I would come and do the show with y'all a little bit, but a majority of the time was from my house.
I remember my contract was almost up, and they were like, well, are you going to leave? And I didn't want to leave, but I was like, maybe. And they were like, well, what do you want to stay? And Amy was leaving. We threw her a going away party.
Yeah.
We had a big going away party at Chewy's.
At Chewy's.
Wow. Yeah.
And I bought her a big picture and we all signed it. And I was like, how about we build Amy a studio and see if it works from her house? Because I just didn't want Amy to leave the show, even if she lived on the other side of the country. And they were like, will that make you stay? And I was like, well, I need to get paid too. But yes. And so for 5 years, Amy didn't even live here.
That was crazy. I like thought I didn't have a job. I mean, I was leaving the show. And the next thing you know, not only do I have a job, but it's from my house an hour later on East Coast time. And I was in my pajamas. It was amazing.
And we would like hear birds chirping, train driving by, or her dog would bark.
Bobby would be like, Amy, Josie cannot be in the room during the show. And I'd be like, okay. And then, and I was like, shoot, Josie, you got to be quiet. We're doing a show.
So, anyway, we're back in the studio today, and some of the stuff that happened yesterday was they announced a bunch of new iPhones, you know, everything's just really expensive. I mean, it's really cool, but really expensive. So, they debuted, you know, they said that iPhone X is $999. That's for the small one, by the way.
Wow.
They always go with that little, the smaller one, that you can fit, like, three text messages on before it goes, you're out of room.
Oh, you mean like your gigabytes or whatever.
Yep, or whatever.
Mega.
Mega Giga. Yeah. Also, the multi-network telethon last night raised $14.5 million for hurricane relief, the hand-in-hand. And I was lucky enough to work on it and answered phones. I thought it could have went longer than an hour. I was surprised it was only an hour.
Oh, when it ended,
shocked.
I was like, what? It's over?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it on Bravo. I was like, this is amazing. I had no idea. I was like ready to change the station at 7 because I was watching Bravo. And then boom, it came on. I'm like, whoa.
Boom.
Whoa, this is on everything.
Yeah, and I met Reese Witherspoon for like 1 second.
How was it? You know I'd love to meet her, right?
I know. And it wasn't enough for me to go, she was awesome or not awesome. I just said, hey, how are you, Instagram? Because everybody was just kind of ushered into the Opry.
Yeah.
We all sit down. Nobody was not nice. I know that's a double negative, but there wasn't anyone that was unpleasant. Everybody was super. You do award shows and everybody's got their PR staffs and camera. It wasn't like that. Everybody was in jeans and shirts and just hanging out. And it was just kind of normal.
How was Reese Witherspoon in person, like, to the eyes?
She really small.
Really?
Really small. But Demi Lovato was really small, too. Like, people on TV or movies, they're either so much taller than you think or so much smaller than you think. And, tiny. Really tiny. Or, I mean, obviously, really pretty.
All right.
But you saw her standing to Nicole Kidman. They were,
it
was and Nicole's different. Tall.
Yeah. So, it was good last night.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So, remember when Maren Morris colored her hair pink? And everyone was like, oh, what's happening with that?
Haven't stopped thinking about it.
No, I know. It's been a minute. But that, the pink is gone, in case you didn't know. And then it was short again. And then she just posted a new picture of dip dye, which is basically brown hair. And then now it's blonde at the ends. It looks really cute. And she captioned the photo, fresh, PH.
What's the style called?
Dip dye.
And that reminds me. Dippin' Dots still aren't the ice cream. And they, we were told back in the day that was the ice cream of the future.
Yeah.
It's the future, still not the ice cream. Because I was a kid, and it was like, I go to Magic Springs, and they'd be like, buy Dippin' Dots. And it was like $1.99. You get a cup of Dippin' Dots. And it was like, in the future, this It's not going to be called Dippin' Dots. It's just going to be called ice cream.
If you... Okay.
And it's still not the ice cream. It's still the ice cream of the future.
Yeah. Isn't that just their slogan, though?
But it is, like,
but
believable.
Then it was, yeah.
It's like ice cream of the future.
And now we're like, in the future, and we're like, what?
Yeah.
If you want to see this fresh dip dye from Maren, you can check out the picture at BobbyBones.com. Which, speaking of, she is making her second appearance tonight on Jimmy Fallon.
I would like some Dippin' Dots. Like,
okay.
The whole thing right now is... Yeah. I'm kind of in the mood for Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, Liam Neeson announced that the end, this is like the end of the Taken franchise. He thinks he's too old to keep flaunting his special set of skills.
Also, how many people can you take? Like, they've taken everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 65, and he said audiences are eventually going to roll their eyes at him playing this role.
He's 65?
Yeah.
That's a strong 65.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
That's a really strong 65.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So Walmart put out, when the hurricane hit, what people bought the most other than bread and water? Any guesses?
Beer.
Yeah, beer.
Rope.
Yeah, beer.
They both said that. I was going to say, like, rope.
No. Beer.
Well, rope. With water, you need ropes.
And strawberry-flavored Pop-Tarts.
Interesting. Hey, good to know.
Yeah, so then they had to order like truckloads and truckloads more to like catch up with supply. Did you see the picture of when the hurricanes came in, all the vegan food that people just left behind? Like everything was gone and nobody bought the vegan food.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I mean, it's not what you think of right away, I guess.
I got
maybe
a tweet.
Maybe it's perishable.
Yeah, that's why, because it's perishable. Yeah. Yeah. I got a tweet from Kara. And she makes a good point. I was talking about the iPhone X. It's actually called the iPhone 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roman numeral X.
Yeah, because 9 totally got skipped because there's iPhone 8 and X.
It didn't get skipped,
well,
though.
Where is it, then?
Because 8 is numerically where the next one is, but 10 is the 10th anniversary phone. It's not the 10th iPhone. It's the 10th anniversary of the iPhone.
Oh, so they're going to go back to the iPhone 9?
Who knows? I don't know what they're going to do. But that's what it is.
Okay.
Smarty pants.
Okay, I wasn't trying to be smarty pants. I was wondering.
Sassy McGassy over here.
What?
Yeah.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
On Instagram, my name is Mr. Bobby Bones. There's a video of our studio up there, our new black ceiling. There's also a picture from last night, me, Dirks, and John Party, where it looks like John Party is 9 feet tall. He's a big guy. Put a cowboy hat on him, he's a really big guy. So, Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
The Morning Corny.
What did the blanket say as it fell off the bed?
What did the blanket say as it fell off the bed?
Oh, sheet.
Huh.
That's a good one.
That was the Morning Corny.
Risque, huh?
Wow.
You remember a minute ago when I called her Miss Sassy Pants?
I know.
Yeah.
Try to take it to the next level today, you know?
This is a new attitude, Amy, here.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, working blue this morning.
Was that okay?
Like, what if your 9-year-old told that joke? Would you care, Eddie?
Yeah. I'd be like, don't ever tell that joke again.
I'd be like, that's so funny. I know, but I don't even curse. Like, it's just, it's not really, it's just a play on it. Like, if my 9-year-old told it, I would laugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eddie, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Asia in Nashville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hey, so you were talking about your song Namaste earlier, and I just wanted to say that I love it, and I think it is great just the way it is, and you should not change a single thing.
Well, thank you very much. Well, first, let me say this. I appreciate you.
Yes, I appreciate you.
And thank you for listening, and thank you for holding. Our boss said if we put, like, a fiddle behind it, it could be a hit. He's like, we'll play it on all the stations. And I was like, I don't want to change my art. Like, the greatest artists always stood up for what they believed in. And it's almost supposed to just be a goof anyway.
Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but nah, mistake.
Amy had a brilliant idea, though, and we bring in a fiddle tomorrow and have it play along with it and see if it sounds good.
I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have an ear for that, and I can, like,
but
see,
it's not
where
the
fiddle needs to go.
You know, you don't take Andy Warhol and go, don't do the Campbell soup cup.
That's right.
You know? You don't tell an artist how to do art. Apparently, couples that binge watch things together end up liking doing that other than other things, like eating together, or like doing a couple things together. Like that ends up being like the number one priority. Binge watching shows more than the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. I got you. I got what you're saying.
Even romantic time. So that's funny. It's like, what do we have time for? Well, we can eat, we can have romance, or we can
in their relationships
watch Narcos.
Better too, I think. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's healthier for the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I watched another couple episodes of that Jessica Biel show.
And?
It's crazy, but it's good. It's called The Center. It's on USA Network, but I just downloaded it. I think you would like it. There's just so much out there. What happens is I get distracted with all this television. I travel a lot, and I should be writing the second book. And I am some, but then I'm like, I'll just do one more episode.
Yeah, you need a break.
Actually, I need to work, to be honest. But so, yeah, that's pretty good. How can you tell a woman is interested in you is the question. So they talk to all these psychologists. There are two reliable cues. One, she raises her eyebrows when she talks to you.
Oh, okay.
And two, direct eye contact while you're talking.
Oh, she's not twirling her hair?
No, I think that's more of a 1950s thing.
Oh.
She's not at the malt shop with the best, having a malt with two straws. Yeah. Are you supposed to put steak on an injured eye like they do in the movies?
Yeah.
So if you like hurt your face, you take a bunch of meat and just put it on there?
I think so.
There's nothing in raw meat that helps heal any sort of injury or bruise.
Oh, that's
or black
deceiving. Wow. What about a potato? A raw potato.
Are you making this up? Because
no,
I never heard this.
I have heard like a raw potato for like injuries on the face or like sunburn, like severe sunburn on the face. You can put or anywhere on
is
your
that
skin,
one of those,
I guess.
Gwyneth Paltrow things?
No.
Probably true then.
It's same thing as the raw meat myth. That's a myth?
It's a myth, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
The absolute best way to beat a hangover is not Tylenol, it's beer. Did you know that?
That's why people drink Bloody Marys.
It's called hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Scientists look at 400 participants and concluded that two alcoholic drinks can cut head pain in almost half, way more than what Tylenol can do.
Oh, wow.
Does Tylenol even work?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't believe in it?
Are you kidding me? It's like asking, I mean, does Midol work? Yes.
Or do you just think it works because you're told it works?
Hey, it's working. Even if it's placebo, it's working. Right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Now it works.
I take it and I go, am I just convincing myself that it's working? I was talking to one of Brothers Osborne last night, the one that lives next door to Amy, you know?
Uh-huh. Did you ask him about the car?
I did.
What'd he say?
I did. I said, hey, we were talking for like 10 minutes or so, me and both of them, but Amy lives next door to one of them, right? And so I said, hey, one of your buddies' car get hit? And he was like, who hit my car? And he was like, I don't think so.
Okay.
And I said, okay. I said, well, Amy, hit somebody's car just parking. And he's like, man, somebody lives around there and they park, they have like 12 cars and they take up all the street parking.
They do. It's not me.
Yeah. And he's like, and I don't want to be the guy. It's like, hey, move your car.
My husband was already, he got one of them moved. He
really?
Was that guy.
Wow.
Because he was just like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's just.
So whomever's car you hit, it wasn't one of the Brothers Osborne guys or band members.
Phew.
It was whomever's running a car lot from on your street.
Okay. Could be that. Maybe that's why they. Just let it go.
And he's like, she leave a note. I was like, yeah, she left
yes,
a note.
Yes, I left a note.
But yeah, and then he said, what? He's like, what are they building over at Amy's house?
Yeah, we have a porta potty now.
Yeah,
I building hear. A garage.
Hey, I want to ask you about that in a minute. Amy has a porta potty at her house. Yeah, wait, just hold on. All right, so most people judge you for this, but you don't care. Amy, what is it?
Oh, power walking with hand weights. Mm-hmm. I know they're judging me when I walk past them and I got my hand weights and I'm working it. I know they're like, what is she doing? But I don't care.
I don't know if we're judging you. I think we're like.
No, that's judgment right there.
No,
even
no,
saying
no.
That.
We're like, am I confused? Is she like the youngest looking 90-year-old ever?
Yeah. And see, you haven't even really seen me do it. I'm talking about people that I legit pass on the little walking trail with my walking weights. I see them looking at me, but I don't care.
So people judge you. And you don't care. Jennifer in Springfield, Mass. How are you?
Hey, I appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you. What do you think? What do you do to people who judge you and you're like, I don't even care?
I am 44 and I Snapchat and take selfies on a daily basis.
Oh, we wouldn't judge you. We'd be like, welcome to the club. Yeah.
Well, my girls, I have three grown girls and they judge me. My friends judge me. But listen, those streaks are important.
That's right. You keep doing you. That's the most important thing. Appreciate you.
You.
All right, let's go over to Missy in Tampa. Missy.
Hey, people, it's Misty.
Misty, sorry about that. People are judging you, but you don't care. What is it?
I let my kids look and wear basically whatever they want.
How old are they?
The youngest is 3 and the oldest is 18. Two in the middle are 12 and 13.
So do you let the 3-year-old pick their own clothes?
Sure. We went out to dinner last night and she wore boots with shorts and a shirt that absolutely didn't match.
Does she ever pick out like princess stuff and like she wants to go as like a mermaid or a princess or something?
Yeah, of course. She's 3. So anything frilly or girly, she's all about that. Sometimes she wants to wear different character costumes when we go out. It doesn't matter.
I like that.
Good for her creativity.
I like you, Misty.
Thanks. I like you.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
For me, most people judge me because I don't think Home Alone's a Christmas movie. Mm. And I never will. I think there's Christmas inside of Home Alone, but you can have the same movie where the parent forgets the kid and he fights off robbers without Christmas. And most people don't agree with me. But I do not think Home Alone's a Christmas movie. I think it's a movie that also has Christmas in it. Because under the same logic, Die Hard's a Christmas movie. And it's not. It just happens around Christmas. So, yeah. How about that one? Suck on that egg. Hey, Danny and Austin, thank you very much.
Hi.
What do you think about this? What do you get judged for?
I've always been like the biggest nerd growing up, and my friends were just never into the same things I was. So I was super into like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Star Wars, Game of Thrones, shamelessly into Game of Thrones. And I mean, I like would get texts like, I'm literally judging you, because I will sit in my room and I will spend the whole day just watching Game of Thrones. I'll spend the whole day watching Star Wars. I'll reread Harry Potter like 6 times in like a month.
Look at your passion.
I've always
been
judged for that.
You love it. You're not hurting anybody. You love it. We don't judge you. They're all judging you.
No,
I'm not judging you.
No, I'm not judging you at all.
No, I'm just like, you could reread Harry Potter 6 times.
We all have things that we're nerdy about, Danny. All of us do. Everybody in this room is a weirdo about something.
Yeah.
Yet here they are.
I wear that proudly.
They're all looking down on you except for me, Danny.
I reenacted Hunger Games.
Oh, my gosh. Judge me.
No, I refuse to. Danny, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Look at those. Lunch, what do people judge you for?
Oh, they judge me because I quit college after with being 3 hours short. I was proud I made it that far, and people judge me and tell me, oh, I can't believe you did that. Whatever, dude. I'm proud of myself. I made it 4 years in college.
I don't think people are judging you, but they're like, you're so close. Like, how could you not just finish one more class to get your degree?
You don't, but that's judging. You should just be like, I'm happy for you.
No, it's more like encouragement. Like, hey, dude, you can do this. That's what I feel like, it's encouragement. But yeah, dude, what's wrong with you? Like, get 3
no,
more hours.
No, we're proud of you for making it that far.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I love Chipotle. And when I heard they were going to add queso, I was like, it's about time. So Lunchbox goes out, tries the Chipotle queso for the first time ever.
We are reporting live outside Chipotle, the day America has been waiting for. Queso has arrived at Chipotle, and I'm going to go tell you with my taste buds, buy it. Or don't try it.
Wow, I even put a thing on it. It's got a name. Buy it or don't try it. Dang, this is bigger than the Apple announcement. Wow. All
right. You're a queso now, right? The moment America has been waiting for. I want a large queso with some chips. Yeah, oh, my gosh. High five. You got queso. Yeah.
Are they like, what's up with this crazy man?
I scared her a little bit.
Yeah.
No. Here we go. The first bite of Chipotle queso. You take the chip. You dip it. Be careful, burn your tongue, it's hot. Mm. Let me savor that for a minute. There we go. Ooh, got a little kick. Tastes pretty good. The cheese is real nice and thick. It's got a good texture. I would give it a 3 out of 4 on the queso scale. All right, Bobby, back to you. Live from Chipotle.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Live.
3 out of 4.
Yeah.
For reasonably priced queso, that seems like it'll do the job.
Yeah, it'll do the job. It's not the best queso I've had in my life, but it's the taste buds, we're not complaining.
Eddie, what'd you think about it?
I'm going to give it 1 out of 4. I would say it's equivalent to gas station queso.
What? Wow.
It's pretty bad, guys. I say don't try it.
Of course I'm going to try
Stick to the guacamole.
They do have good guacamole.
But I don't like it.
I'm shocked by Eddie's review.
I'm not. Contrarian when it comes to Mexican food.
Si. Muchas gracias.
Yeah. Por favor. American Airlines had to cancel a flight because somebody saw a scorpion on the plane.
Yeah.
Here's my thing.
They canceled the whole flight?
That's why I said.
Come on.
That's why I said. Because, listen, I grew up in Arkansas, camped constantly. Not like a camper tents. We just lived in the woods because we just were looking to go. Scorpions weren't even scary to us. They were like yellow jackets.
Yeah.
They were annoying, and they would sting you, and they would hurt. But okay.
Can't you die?
I guess.
If you die, you die.
I mean, oh my. I guess. They canceled a whole flight. I guess maybe because they thought there were a bunch of scorpions on the plane.
Yeah, they didn't know. They had to go fumigate the plane.
Come on.
100 passengers were told, waiting to board the plane, the flight crew spotted a scorpion, and the airline was determined the best course of action. Anyone that does anything in the woods ever rolls their eyes at this. Anyone that doesn't goes, okay, a scorpion.
Sorry,
wow.
But if you're 30,000 feet in a capsule and you can't go anywhere, and a scorpion crawls across my lap,
I am losing my mind. This is what I do. I take my shoe off, I smash it, and then I don't tell anybody because I don't want them landing the plane early.
There you go.
Oh, whatever. I scream so loud. Bobby, I bet you screamed.
Did the flight crew get a picture of this thing, or did the flight crew just want a day off?
No, they got a picture of it.
No, I saw a picture of it.
It wasn't even that big. Consumer research discovered that we're 24% more likely to buy an item if we pick it up first. That's because touching an item triggers this familiarity. So if you reach and you touch it, you're like, ooh, I'm bonded to it. I should buy it.
Ooh, so don't touch it.
Don't touch things at stores.
If you're trying to save money, don't touch.
Don't touch. Yes.
Don't touch.
Because as soon as you grab it, you feel like there's like this ownership in your heart.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I know.
I get that.
Don't mix TV and dinner. A study found that adults who never had the TV on during family meals had a lower obesity, and they actually had better communication skills. You shouldn't watch TV and eat.
Oh, that's crazy talk. I watch TV and eat dinner every single night.
Do you feel like you have really good communication skills?
I would say no. No. And like my family growing up, we didn't have dinner. We had dinner in front of the TV every night too. And I do it with my wife. So, and we're not the best at communication.
I would eat dinner, but I'd eat dinner by myself on the couch, which was also my bedroom growing up, and watch TV every night. But my sister and I, my little sister, who's 4 years younger than I, we honeycombed together every morning before school.
Like at the table?
And we'd always fight over the back of the box to get to look at the back of the box. Because that was the thing. Like, it wasn't even about a prize. Because mostly it wasn't even honeycomb. It was like, you know, honey squares. We had the generic kind.
Mm-hmm.
But we would always want to look at the whatever the treat was, on the, like the maze. So we kind of had breakfast together as a family.
Yeah. That's cute.
What?
I'm just picturing you at the kitchen table with your sister.
I mean, I was 18.
Over the cereal box. Yeah.
I was about to graduate, but it was still a thing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, last night I went and I answered phones for the hand-in-hand benefit for the hurricane relief. And I went and it was a really heavy room and I was the biggest lightweight there. Just to be honest, like it was all big stars plus me. And I don't say that like, but whoa, it was me. But I don't know how I got in the room. But on the, and they had you ranked. And the people on the front were the people that made the TV the easiest. So on the front, it was Tim and Faith and Luke and the Kings of Leon.
Okay.
Dirks. So there were a lot of, that was the A group. It was like Entertainer of the Year on the front.
Okay.
Okay. I think Amy Grant was up there. It was super
Makes
nice.
Sense.
She was super, she even said hi to me like out of nowhere. And I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I know, right? And so in the middle row, it was like Cole Swindell.
Mm-hmm.
It was that second,
yeah,
like the B, which, by the way, I made a comment on Instagram and I called someone a B-list artist. That's a compliment.
Sure.
There are only so many A's, like the Lukes and the Garths and the not Entertainer of the Year. B is like the big deal.
You're solid.
So who said something to you?
A lot
who
of people are like, oh, you called someone B-list? I meant that as a compliment. I guess maybe they just interpreted it wrong. But the B-listers were on the second row. So people that they wanted to see on TV, like the Rascal Flatts were, and I think they're an A-lister.
Oh,
but
for sure.
They were next to Cole.
There's three people, so they take up more room.
I do think that's a big deal.
Right.
That's a reason. So back in the C-list row, I was in the corner, so I was like the last one to make it. Like, I was, for sure.
There were three rows.
Okay. So it was
Your chair's like pulled up to the side.
It was me. Old Dominion was beside me.
Okay.
Brothers Osborne was beside them. Dan and Shay were in the back row. So it's like legitimate people.
Yeah.
And so people would call the phones, and I wouldn't answer the phone to take money. No, none of us, they wouldn't let us answer the phone to take money because we're all idiots. You know, we make our living being creative, not taking money or fudging numbs.
Yeah.
You know? So they'd patch it through, and they'd make the donation, and they'd say, hey, you're getting patched through to a celebrity. So my phone ring. I'd say, hello, this is Bobby Bones. Who is this? And I'm not kidding. Every time I'd be like, who?
Damn.
And I'd be like, Bobby Bones. Like, what do you do? And I could hear the disappointment that it wasn't Tom Hanks or Clooney or Bieber. I can just hear, I can feel it. And I was like, well, I'm a radio show host and a comedian and author, and you know, I do a lot of things. I was trying to say a lot. Because I am, but I don't say all that usually.
Yeah. Google me.
But I did that.
No.
Somebody was like, how do I find your
I'm
stuff?
Joking.
No, I had to. I was like, if you Google me, you can see that.
That's
tell them to follow you on Instagram.
I just felt so stupid.
Google me.
And I was glad I could do it because it was for a good cause.
Yeah, for sure.
But
that's awesome.
There's a picture, and I was next to the Old Dominion guys, and they were having trouble too.
Really?
Yeah, because they would be like, we play in a country band, because people will call from like Long Island,
like
New York.
All on speakerphone together, like,
no.
Hey, we're Old Dominion.
Different phones. Everybody had different phones. So it would be like, hey, this is, you know, yeah, from Old Dominion. And they'd be like, who? Old Dominion, we're a country band. Well, I'm from Long Island. I don't listen to country.
Ugh.
Oh.
Dang.
Well, I just want to say, I mean, it was for some of us that
that's rough.
It was rough.
That's so rough, man.
I got asked for Oprah 4 times. Can I talk to Oprah? Couldn't hook. She wasn't even in the same city. Asked for Bieber a few times. George Clooney got a couple of requests. And they got stuck with me. Bobby Jones, huh? Let me look you up. No. Bobby Bones. Just Google. Like,
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
If I say fashion forward, would you say Lunchbox is in on that?
No.
No.
What?
No.
I would.
Not a chance.
No.
Well, let me just say this. The not showered look is the latest grooming trend for guys out there.
Boom! What up?
This involves dirty and greasy hair and oily skin. It's designed to give the look of, you know, I don't care. I'll just be dirty.
Woo!
Guys are also using women's dry shampoo so they don't have to shower every day. So basically, if you don't shower or shave, you're now in style.
Oh, boy.
Great.
Hey, guys, what up? Get with the times.
So wearing the same clothes over and over? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
And you're trying to look dirty.
Man.
What is it called? Fashion forward?
Yeah.
So I'm fashion forward. You never thought I'd be setting the trends?
But you're still, you may
I'm
do that
trend
stuff, but you're still
center.
Missing some
you're
of
a
that
what?
Look.
Trendsetter. I think I said that wrong
yeah,
the first time.
You know who pulls off that look is like totally edgy and like nails it? Is like Ryan Hurd.
Yeah.
Okay, how does he pull it off and I don't?
I don't know.
Because he's really good looking.
No,
is it that?
Yeah.
It's like a messy.
And he's also like a hippie. Kind of
yeah thing. I'm saying like the no showering, and I've actually was at an event once with him where he borrowed some dry shampoo. He's very fashion forward. I'm sure.
So Lunch, I'm kind of on your team. I think you've been setting it for 10 years. We didn't even know it.
Yeah, you guys just didn't want to accept it,
but he doesn't
fought
have
it.
The same look.
Like he's just dirty. Like he doesn't look
that's
dirty.
The same
like you don't like dirty. Right now you look clean, but I know that you're dirty.
So you would say Ryan Hurd, who sings Love in a Bar.
Okay. I'm gonna look up this Ryan Hurd
right?
cat.
Yeah.
He nails it.
Yeah, he nails it. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see how much different he looks than me.
Big difference.
Yeah. Big difference.
It wasn't the 2-for-1s that made the L magic. It wasn't anything else, I guess, that we just had it. I wasn't there to get drunk, but it happened, cause I never wanted to say goodbye. We were just friends, just hanging, just sitting around waiting for somebody to cross the line. We found love in a bar in the back of a patio corner, away from the lights, it was us and Corona and heart. It's on fire like the cigarettes you smoke when you drink. Now we can't turn back cause the words came out and the truth can't lie. And we've been saying it with our eyes the whole time that you have my whole heart. Yeah, we found love in a bar.
Did you look at him?
Yeah, okay. Remember when I had long hair? Okay, and you guys told me I look disgusting? I mean, I look just like that cat.
Didn't look away. Girl, you just said what I was thinking. You weren't afraid. Get away. Drink, now we can't turn back.
Yeah, you know what I look like him? His name's Ryan Hurd. Apparently, the new look is to just seem dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But lunch is dirty, but doesn't seem it.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I seem dirty, I am dirty, but you guys hate and say I'm not part of the fashion trend. Whatever.
I don't know. There's just something that's not matching up with it.
You just don't want to give me credit for setting style.
Yeah, you're kind of like Tommy Hilfiger of the show here. Yeah. Remember like 3 months ago when I said, hey, Kid Rock signed country label, and I didn't know what I was supposed to say that. And then like 2 months later, it was like, big news, Kid Rock signs a country label.
Yeah.
And I was like, oops. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to, because I know all the secrets, but sometimes I just can't tell. And I heard this one song, and I was like, you're going to love it. And they finally released it, like the radio song.
Okay.
It's the jam.
Let's hear it.
It's called Tennessee Mountaintop, okay?
Right. There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountaintop. Some straight shooting neighbors that don't name drop.
Okay, dude, it's the jam. Like I'm telling you, this Kid Rock song, just start playing it right now all the time. Like every radio station, just start playing it. Tennessee Mountaintop from Kid Rock.
From palm trees and beautiful hips, man, it doesn't get any better than this. The sunset like fire on the Viper Room. Oh, let me hold up at the bar. Johnny Depp picking on an old guitar. Man, I wish so Keith would have taught him. For love, but all I found was sex and drugs. Strung out, broke down, homesick, and thinking of you. There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountaintop. Some straight shooting neighbors that don't name drop. With a preacher man praying for peace, but still packing a gun.
You better ask somebody.
Singing karaoke in a double wide. When smoke's so thick it'll burn your eyes. Oh, my sweet Lord, how warm are you? Fall in love with an angel. You'll end up in California.
Come on, tell me that's on the jam.
Not gonna do it, it's great.
Kid Rock, right?
Woo! I felt so alive till I spent 6 hours on the 405 in a jacked up Rocky Ridge straight rolling coal. But then I turned up the radio and heard a bunch of it's got no soul. All popping hip hop but no damn rock and roll.
No rock and roll.
I came here looking for love, but ended up on a bathroom rug, on my knees, praying God, please see me through. There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountaintop. Some straight shooting neighbors that don't name drop. With a preacher man praying for peace, but still packing a gun.
You better ask somebody.
Singing karaoke in a double wide. We smoke so thick it'll burn your eyes. Oh, my sweet Lord, how warm you fall in love with an angel. You'll end up in California.
That's a new Kid Rock. That's a jam. Play it. Hey, we should play that song. That's a good one. Take it home. You like it, Amy, or no?
I like it.
It is kind of a jam, right?
Yeah.
There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountaintop. Some straight shooting neighbors that don't name drop. With a preacher man praying for peace, but still packing a gun.
You better ask somebody.
Singing karaoke in a double wide. Some sweet southern sugar right by my side. Oh. Lord, how warm you fall in love with an angel. Fall in love with an angel, yeah. Fall in love, fall in love.
banger, Kid Rock right there.
Amazing.
That's a jam.
Play it again.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, new Kid Rock! Nah, that's good. It's called Tennessee Mountaintop. That's a old hit right there. Bobby Bones, yeah. If you were getting mugged, Amy, and they say, give me your purse or your phone, which do you give?
Purse.
Really?
Take it. Take it. Take it all. Huh. Take my driver's license that I know will take me.
Take my license. Take my wallet.
Years or months or years to finally go to the DMV to get another one. I don't care. Take that. I don't.
Take my lip gloss too.
That's the 2017 version.
Yeah. Take anything that you wanted. Don't take my phone.
Six.
Dude. Yeah. So, okay, so you want Lunchbox you?
It's easy. I'm giving them my phone every day. Listen, that phone, supposedly, everything is stored on something called a cloud, so you can get that back. You give them your wallet, they know where you live, and I don't need them knowing where I live.
I don't think you have the cloud.
I have no idea. I don't know how to do it. I don't know.
He just doesn't have anything on his phone, I don't know.
I got contacts in there.
What about pictures?
I have pictures, but they're supposed to be on that cloud thing. I don't know where this cloud thing is, but it says every time you take a picture, it's on your cloud. I don't, never signed up for a cloud, but if they assign me one, great. I would like to know how to get it. But if you come and mug me, you can take my phone because it also has a little tracking device, and I'll find you.
They can shut that off. The reason I give up, and I love my phone, but the reason I give up my phone is because they're not going to be able to get into it. All I gotta do is go to my laptop and go, broop, shut down.
Really?
But it's not about them getting into it. It's about you missing out on everything that's on there.
Don't worry. I posted it all to Instagram. I'll just go back to my picture.
That's an excellent point. I literally do not remember my Instagram password. So if they take my phone, then I'm already logged in on my phone. So I wouldn't be able to get in.
That's trouble too, though.
Yeah.
You should write all your passwords down and put them, write them on your arm.
Tattoo them on me? Okay. Yeah.
Last night, I was answering phones for the telethon. A Lunchbox called how many times?
I ended up calling 93 times.
And did you get through ever?
I got through on the 80-something call, and I sat on hold for like 20 minutes. I was like, yes, I'm about to talk to someone.
It took that long?
Yeah, and someone answered, and I was like, yeah.
What can I help you out today, sir?
Oh, yeah, well, I was watching the hand-in-hand, and I was trying to call that 1-800 number to the donate.
I don't know why, but a lot of people are being redirected to Verizon. When they're trying to call it hand-in-hand. You're the fourth person I've spoken to who's trying to call it hand-in-hand and gave you direction to Verizon tech support.
Oh, man, I was ready to donate, and I thought you were going to connect me to a celebrity. Oh.
I'm sorry, sir. Well, is there any other questions you asked me about that or anything else?
No, that's it, man. Thank you.
That's weird.
So I got sent to Verizon after being on hold for 20 minutes. So then I kept calling it on the 93rd call. I got through again. And it's like, yeah, please hold. Someone will be right with you. And I'm like, I'm about to get a celebrity. I'm about to get a celebrity. And then it goes, well, actually, all our phone banks are busy. You can just leave an automated donation. And I'm like, no, I'm not donating if I can't. I hung up.
You didn't get to talk to a celebrity if you called. Like, for example, I didn't take the money.
Right. No. But I was saying after my donation, I was expecting them to pass me through to a celebrity. And they just say, oh, all the people are busy, so we'll just have you leave an automated one. No.
Clone or bust?
You made it on TV being celebrity.
Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't get...
93 times, though. I mean, that's a lot of calls.
It is. I'm surprised you didn't get through. Like, it was that hard to get through, huh?
Yeah. Well, I got Verizon.
It's a good problem because they made $14 million.
Right. Yeah.
But
I never could get through. It was busy. And
you called a bunch?
Oh, I didn't call 80 sometimes, but I called a bunch. Finally, I was like, okay, I'm texting.
Yeah.
But I really was trying to get you.
Most of the people, nobody got me.
But what if I did? That would have been so amazing. I would have freaked out.
Most people that called were really old that I talked to. Like, I think that's who calls.
Well, because I feel like the younger people were texting.
Yeah. I'd be like, hello? They'd be like, yes. Can I speak to DiCaprio? No, I'm in Nashville. Oh, what's your name? Bobby Bones? What do you do? And I would tell them. They're like, okay, well, thanks for donating your time. I was like, okay, that's good. I'm glad. Yeah, it was good. People were very nice. I'm sorry you couldn't get through Lunchbox.
Man, and whatever celebrity I got, if it wasn't going to be you, I was going to be like, man, Bobby Bones is so much cooler than you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I was going to my back over there. Bobby Bones. They'd have been like, who's Bobby Bones too? I thought Jake Owen did something pretty cool yesterday. I saw he was talking to a listener on Twitter. And so this guy named Alex says, I wish for one day I could live the life of Jake Owen. He seems to have one amazing time wherever he goes. And then Jake replied, you are correct about having an amazing time. Why don't you come ride the bus for a weekend?
That's better than a day.
Wow, an entire weekend?
Yeah. Oh. That's a lot of Jake.
This is quite the commitment.
Then Alex said, I'm down. Thanks, Jake. What do I have to do? And then Jake said, you just have to show up. We'll take care of the rest. I'll send you a DM. Boom. Done deal.
Wow.
Nice.
Look at that dude.
I wasn't thinking it was like a lot of Jake. Of course, that's going to be fun no matter what. But it's like, did he vet this stranger out before?
Who cares if Jake going, man? He's beaching. Who has time to vet people whenever you're on, you're just beaching? You know what I mean?
Okay, maybe not. Okay.
Part of the Apple call yesterday, or the big talk, when they announced the iPhone, I was like, oh, Amy's going to eat this up. Is when they talked about you can make your own emojis out of your own face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In emojis track more than 50 facial muscle movements. They've been meticulously animated to create amazing expressiveness. You can pick from a dozen different animated emojis to share and express whatever you want to express to your family and friends.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I knew you'd love that one. I saw the guy who, he's an Uber driver, and he's proposing to his girlfriend on top of the bridge.
Oh,
and he
this
pulls
is
out
bad.
The ring, and the ring flies out, and go, psh, they lost it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a sign.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Don't do it. There we go.
What?
It was bad.
His name was Seth, and they're standing on a bridge over a lake. He got down on a knee, and they opened the box with some force, you know, like, phew, and it pops out and falls, like, boom, right over into the lake. And so he's still making payments on the ring. About 25 of the friends jumped in the lake, tried to find the ring. None of them. Yes. So they're trying to put together a fundraiser to buy him another ring.
It was pretty funny to see all the friends in the lake looking for the ring.
That's legit friendship right there.
Yeah.
If I dropped my ring, would you guys jump in?
Yeah.
No, you got insurance.
I would jump in.
Thank you.
Those were our genuine reactions.
I was waiting to see what you guys were going to say.
That's how all three of us live. Absolutely, I would without thinking about it. Lunchbox definitely wouldn't. And Eddie just waits to see where the wind takes him. Marriage affects your sense of taste. Did you know that? Couples who are together prefer similar flavors.
Yeah, I've put my husband over onto my end. Of flavors.
No.
Yeah. Stuff he used to not like when we first got married, now he eats all the time and he's totally cool with it.
I have a theory about this.
What?
I think it's just because you start to compromise and eat things and then you get accustomed to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
I never tasted beer, but everyone goes, it's an acquired taste. I would assume that if we were together, I would have to get acquired to some of the things that you love all the time.
Yeah, you would.
I would. Yes.
Yep.
So that's what I think it is.
Totally.
It's acquiring the taste. It's basically you have to drink the beer of your significant other.
What is some taste we'd have to acquire if we were dating you or whatever?
Did I like to be alone?
You'd have to get used to that.
Silence.
It's not really food. It's just kind of when I
disagree. It's not funny.
What?
I just laughed really. I just laughed and it's then funny. Inside I was like, oh, that's kind of not funny.
No, it's not. I just like to be alone sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so shout out to the first woman who called the Monday Night Football game, Beth Mowins. And she's getting a lot of backlash on Twitter, and people are being really sexist about it. And they need to back off. Because just because she's a woman doesn't mean she doesn't know what she's talking about when it comes to football. She called the Chargers-Bronco game.
Yeah, but did you listen to her and did you see if she was really any good before you gave that whole speech? Because I did.
Oh.
And I thought she was okay. I didn't think she was that good. If it were a dude, male or female.
I was saying the backlash on Twitter that was very sexist related just seems wrong just because she's a female. I'm not evaluating whether or not she did good.
I didn't feel like a lot of the backlash was sexist. I know there was some. There's always going to be some. But I watched it and I was actually excited that she was doing it. I think there's...
Yeah, she made history.
Because there are big tubular dudes that never played football that can call a football game. But you put a female in here and go like, what's that about? Well, these dudes never played football either and they get to call a game, but a female can't? That's ridiculous. Of course a female can call a game.
Yeah.
But again, I just didn't think she did that good
a job.
Maybe
she was nervous.
Okay, but you can't start making excuses because you just gave this impassioned speech about it. But
I
like it. And I
didn't know your opinion on it.
I hope I'm giving it to you now.
Barely.
And I hope more do it. And I thought she did a fine job. And I bet she was really nervous because it was the first time. But I did not think that she did a great job, that she did a fine job. Maybe slightly below average.
Okay.
But she hadn't done it before. So you get good by doing things.
It's true.
But it didn't have to do with her being a woman or not.
Well, she did make history, so...
What'd you think, Lunchbox?
I thought she was bad.
There was a lot of bad because.
Bad.
Do you think some of it is in bad? Deep
not her,
down,
just bad.
Do you think it's bad just because
bad
she's a woman?
As an announcer.
Listen,
it was just bad.
Rob Ryan was bad.
The whole combination
and
of them,
he's a dude.
They were bad.
They were bad.
It was bad.
Oh, did they sabotage her by putting her with someone that's bad?
They had a sideline reporter that really messed up.
Come on, set her up for success.
Well, it's not about her.
She can set herself up for success by doing a great job, and she didn't do a great job. Like, I don't want to be mean and come off. She was bad.
But
she was bad.
It was a sucky team. It had nothing. They're not women. They sucked. That's my point. Go ahead. What else you got?
Okay. Well, you know, Conor McGregor at the fight with Floyd Mayweather, like, he looked like in amazing shape, but apparently now he's developed the wealth belly.
Well, also, you're cutting. You're in super shape. You're in fight shape. It takes 2 weeks to eat two pieces of bread, and all of a sudden it's like, you're out of superior shape.
Yeah.
I got the wealth belly from just flying for a day.
Wealth belly?
Yeah.
He said that now that the fight is over, he's relaxing just a bit and bragging about his wealth belly, calling it his new six pack, and he's just enjoying fine foods and, lots of drinks. He got $75 million for fighting, so, you know.
And he probably got like 35 of that.
It's still a lot.
It is.
For like 11 minutes or
no,
11
but
rounds.
He earned to get to that spot.
Yeah.
It's always that, look what they get. You have to earn to get to that spot.
And he has to train all that. I mean, he puts a lot of work in. It's not like he just shows up on fight day.
Don't get me wrong. If that's what he's worth, they earned it.
And also, he got paid to show up to that fight, not to actually fight. Like, he got paid for the hype, to make people buy it.
Oh.
You know, they don't care. As long as the fight happens, they don't care. Anyway, well, I had Greek food. And they had some pita bread, and I developed wealth belly. I'm gonna start calling it now because I haven't had bread in a long time.
Wealth belly.
I'm like, don't worry, ladies, it's the wealth belly. We're all good.
And your pictures last night from the telethon, like your jaw was looking very cut. Your jawline.
I've been doing lots of jaw exercises. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I did about 100.
No, I mean, I think your boxing, your training is like.
Yeah. What else you got?
Tightening you up. If you hate cleaning, I've got something to motivate you to get some chores done. If you spend 2 hours cleaning your house, you could burn 600 calories. Although vacuuming is one of my favorite activities, and you have to vacuum for 20 minutes to burn 80 calories. But like, do you have to have like a really big house to burn this many calories?
Or a really dirty house. What up, wife? Get
or just
on it.
Keep vacuuming the same rooms over and over again? Because I was trying to think how I would add up to 20 minutes or an hour. But just keep that in mind. If you can't get your workout in, but you need to clean, boom, you're burning calories. And lastly, hair loss is causing men to drink.
Yeah, because it makes you sad, right, Eddie?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some truth to that. Wah, wah, wah.
It's just one of their biggest worries, and it's a way to
It is a worry. I worry.
But men right here, the survey is saying that they are turning to alcohol to soothe them.
You know, I saw Dave Matthews last night on the hand.
And he looked good, but like, he shaved it.
He's had, like, receding hairline since he was big in, like, the 90s.
Uh-oh.
Like, how come he never lost it like me?
It's very slow.
Really?
It's slow. Like a tortoise. Yours is like the hair.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
No one famous goes bald.
Well, because they have money.
Oh, so it's all fake.
But you can do lots of stuff. You can take pills and have transfers and. You can take like your hair from your back and put it on your head.
I need money and hair.
Yeah, whatever. I give you both. What do you need?
Okay. Eddie, you're cute. Don't worry about it.
You want my hair or my money?
You're good looking and you got charm.
About this one.
I didn't get to watch. What did he play last night?
A song I didn't know. Probably something really new. It was good.
Yeah, it was really good, but I didn't know it either.
It was deep.
We didn't get to hear because we were answering the phone, so we kept the sound off. We only got to see the video.
So you didn't get to hear Usher and Blake?
They were playing like 20 feet away, so I could like hear.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
If the sky we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. No, shed a tear just as long as you stand by me, yeah. So darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand by me,
stand by me.
Yeah, it's good. I saw Usher in the back in the Opry dressing rooms. I didn't bother him. But everybody was just out and open.
Mm-hmm.
I think when people come from like Los Angeles and they come to Nashville and they see how everybody's just friendly and nobody bothers people, they're all kind of taken aback. They're like, wait, what? I can just hang out and like 100 people don't run up to me and bother me? Nobody's bothering Usher. Everybody's just hanging. It's such a weird, so funny to watch people from Los Angeles come to Nashville and the music part of it. Especially when it comes to songwriting and when it comes to just people. Because there were 200 people back there. It was packed. And nobody was bothering Usher. He was just standing there.
So everybody was talking to each other, and Usher was just... You had a chance. You could have gone up to Usher and been
unless
like,
unless I had something to talk to him about, nobody goes up and goes, hey, I want to bother you for a picture right now. Everybody was just like, we're all here.
Cool.
I'll just welcome him to the Ville.
I don't welcome him to the Ville.
I feel like I would have maybe needed to like either sneak a pic with Usher or something. Or like walk by him and be like,
and not to be rude, but that's probably why you weren't there.
What? No, I would have been cool. Hey, I would have been cool.
I mean, I got to confess, I'm a big fan.
Yes.
Just when I thought I said all I could say.
You're not
cool. Yes.
She's on the set, so she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Yeah. I'm going to hit this button now.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So I put together a list of what I think are the 10 most underrated country music artists. And this is completely a subjective list, excuse me, of just my opinion, and that's all. And so... I want to play, and I have a list, 10-987-654-321. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So at number 10, and I'm going to tell you, there are stars that are on this list too because I don't think they get the credit they deserve. And some of them you may not even know. At number 10 on the most underrated country music artist list is Brandi Clark.
Since you've gone to heaven, the whole world's gone.
Great singer, great songwriter.
Everybody says Billy's looking more and more like you, but he won't talk about you until he's had a few. He dropped out of college, he's in and out of jail, had a pawn pocket watch last month. Post his bail. Since you've gone to heaven, the whole world's gone to hell.
Number 10 most underrated country music artist is Brandi Clark.
She's got 3 kids, no husband, and a hairnet job at a diner.
I hope you check her out today. Download her music. Learn more about her. And every day we'll update it. And this will be very controversial. Wait till tomorrow's. Holy. Like, this one, Brandy's awesome. I could have put her number one. They're all amazing. But there you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Gonna go. Appreciate everybody for listening. Even if you spend 5 minutes with us, you didn't have to. So we appreciate that. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. You can see pictures, some from last night when we're doing the telethon. Had a lot of interesting stories. Everybody kept asking for George Clooney. I wasn't in the same city with him, and nor was I him, because I would answer the phone as like one of the quote-unquote celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
George Clooney there? Yeah, he's not. Thank you for donating. That's pretty much how I went last night. But I appreciate everybody donating. Everybody was so nice. Donated.
You're like, this is Bobby Bones. They're like, no, I'm supposed to be connected to a celebrity. Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went all night last night.
That was cool of you, though. I mean, it was really good of you to, like, give up your time.
It's like when I walk down red carpets and nobody cares. It's like, okay, ready to go? And I'm like, okay. And you go to the first person, they won't even look at you because they don't want you stopping by because they don't want to waste their time on you. That's basically my life. Just known enough to get on it, but not known enough for people to care. I'm right there in that middle spot. I'm in purgatory. That's where I am. Oh, jeez.
Your time will come.
I know. Hey, tomorrow, the Bobby cast with the real life detectives from Narcos.
Amazing.
Yes.
So like the DEA agents.
That's the show it's based on, the real two.
Murphy and Pena.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's tomorrow on the Bobby cast. We appreciate everybody for listening. I hope you have a great Wednesday, and just we just like you being here, and we know you could be a lot of places, so thank you. The Bobby Bones Show.